I mean, the people chose Donald Trump. You can blame the party as much as you want to. And I hear a lot of the party says this and the party says that. Well, the party has been very good to me. And I told them I'm an independent thinker. And they encourage that. They have not told me to take a stand on HB2. They have not told me to what I should and should not say. And I found them very, very easy to work with. Now, Donald Trump is the Republican nominee. I've been a Republican since June a year ago. And I don't automatically give my vote to anybody as of yet. Mr. Trump has not earned my vote. I won't say you can't. There's still time to see what happens. We have 60 days or so. As far as Mrs. Clinton, we know what kind of entity she is. So she will not get my vote.
I see. Okay. So does that mean that you could be looking towards a third party possibly if Trump doesn't earn your vote?
Well, that could be. I won't rule that possibility out. There again, I need more information, and we'll gather that between the now and the election.
What are your criticisms of Donald Trump and of Hillary Clinton?
Well, Hillary Clinton is more of the same, and it's the big government there again. They know better for what the citizens need. She wants to raise taxes, and that stifles the economy. Mr. Trump's an unknown, and so that's about the biggest thing I could say. Yes, he's a successful businessman. Does that translate into a successful president? I don't know. We don't really have a model for that as of yet. So he's an unknown, and Secretary Clinton is a known, unfortunately.
Mm-hmm. A lot of Republicans who have come out against Donald Trump have said that he is dangerous in his sort of rhetoric. He's a kind of a loose cannon, the way he talks, and some people like that about him. Some people don't like that about him. What do you think about some of the comments that he's made and just about his tendency to sort of speak off the cuff like that?
Well, you know what he thinks. I don't know what Secretary Clinton thinks. So you definitely know what he thinks. And he says some things that he will not retract. He will not apologize for. And I find that several of them very, very uncomfortable and certainly wouldn't be things that I would say. And I'm not even a politician. And there again, it's up to the electorate. Some of them like that. And so he's just playing to the people that he thinks are going to support him. Whether I like it or not is irrelevant. It's the question of who would be the better president. And I have not made that decision yet.
Okay.